Pacific Mountain.
Down, running out of reasons. Opened up, been shut down. Broken free, been shot down. Running out of reasons. Opened up, been shut down. Broken free, been shot down. Running out of reasons.
Opened up, been shot down. Broken free, been shot down. Running out of reasons. Opened up, been shot down. Broken free, been shot down. Running out.
I'm calling one and all.
I'm DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and welcome to, well, it's always a very, very special show. This is the 8th anniversary show back in January 31st of 1998. I got bored and decided to do a radio show, mostly because, well, up here in Canada, college radio and all radio in general is subject to CanCon laws. And, well, it's quite difficult to get 60% of a show like this as being, Canadian. Unless, of course, you want to play a real lot of Skinny Puppy and Frontline Assembly and other bands. And, it just didn't really do anything for me. So I decided, what the hell? I can put it on the internet, can't I? And I did. So for 8 years, you guys have been listening to this show, listening to me butcher German, listening to me say anyways far too much. Actually got an email this week about last year's show, because I said I had a little contest last year. Who can count the number of times I say anyways? Well, get a prize. And it was a year late, but it was worth a try. Anyways, that was Sterile from their 400 Years of Electronic Music disc. And while I guess it was 2 weeks ago, we played a track from the very beginning of their careers, I decided that I'd go back to that disc and play one of the last things that they did. And it was, as I said, they moved towards a more commercial sound, but I still quite like that. That was Sterile, that was I Get Closer. Before that, you heard some fairly new stuff from Fixmer and McCarthy. That was Free Fall, and that was the Hacker Mix. And we started things off with the track that I guess is kind of apropos, because Chris did last week's show. We start off with a track that Chris introduced us to. That was Seraphine, with a track called Die Macht in Dir, and that was the Club Mix. Anyways, we are going to continue on with some more fairly new stuff. This is a band by the name of Synthetic Dream Foundation, with a track called Asiki, Divine Messenger. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. I'm not going to do that. And there you have it, another set of band names that are, well, really long song titles that are really long, and that's one of the reasons they fit together. That was Tactical Sect with a track called Not Going to Work That Way. And actually, those two songs were a bit of an interesting contrast in that the Synthetic Dream Foundation was very kind of muffled, and the Tactical Sect was very, I don't know, I'm not going to want to say tinny, I want to say treble-ish. The production was, I guess, approached completely differently on the two tracks, and I guess really other than the beats, that's there is, really wasn't all that much in common that they had. I do want to say that, you know, next month we've got, actually next week, the membership drive starts, and this is really important, guys. Every year, basically what I do is I sit down and I beg you all for money. And the reason that I do this is because RSA does cost a lot to run. And especially I, you know, had to go out and buy new equipment this year, and the hosting fees come due middle of February. So basically what I do is I go and I beg you guys for money, but I make it a contest because, you know, I can't just, you know, take money and not give anything away. I've got a whole whack load of prizes, and a lot of cool people like Tom Shear of Assemblage 23 and Victoria Lloyd from Clairvoyant and the guys from Wideband Network, Caesar, and of course his little underling Will. How you doing, Will? They were all very generous enough to donate prizes, and because some bands send along two or three copies of things, I always hold those back to give them out. So what I generally do is I pick people's names out of a hat and I send you a prize. And the one thing that is always constant is that anybody who donates $25 or more gets the last year's worth of RSA on MP3, because we are going to be doing the, I guess, the Volume 3 archive DVD. And so you'll be able to get your, you'll be the first person on your block to get your hands on that. And of course, the I think what I usually do is it goes to whoever donates the most money, gets the grand prize. This year, I do believe it's going to be a couple of T-shirts, a couple of CDs. It's going to be a pack of things. It's going to be really cool. Anyways, we are going to, that'll be next week, so stay tuned. Get your PayPal accounts ready. Anyways, we are going to continue on with a band by the name of Inertia. This is a track by the name of Higher, and this is the Tanznix. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
True. stay until I'm gone, and stumbling on my knees. I'm dancing in the dark, drinking cities fill the sound. Hear the silent hum, searchlights in the skies. Blinded by the stars, there's darkness all around. Hold me when I cry, those are all my days. I'm falling out of cars, hanging on the windscreen. I'm blinded by the headlights, I'm killing ground. I'm dancing in the dark, stumbling on the highway. I'm guided by the city light, I'm lost and found. I'm falling out of cars, don't know when I'll hit the ground. Hold me when I fall, headlights in my face.
You know, it's supposed to be that whenever you sit there and listen to an album and listen to it a few times and let it grow on you, you're supposed to like it more. Well, unfortunately, with the new Covenant, it really isn't the case. I'm going to repeat what I said a few weeks ago and say that the single is actually pretty good. If you can get your hands on the version that's got the Flipside remix. If you can't, I don't know. It's one of those things where if I were the guys from Covenant and I got the tape from Fixmer and McCarthy, or I think it was Terrence Fixmer who did one of the remixes on that single, I would have gone, we paid for this? But, I don't know, to each his own. I think the album really is pretty weak, to be honest, but you might like it. I mean, I guess my taste is not absolute, and I just sit there and think, you know, Sequencer was a good disc. Christ, I can't even remember the names of their old stuff anymore. That's how long it's been. I'm going to go out on a limb here. A lot of people really, really hated United States of Mind. I thought it was a really great disc. It showed real progress. It was there was evolution of the sound, and it wasn't so weird that it alienated everybody. Unfortunately, it looks like it did alienate a lot of people, but I don't know. Still one of their better discs, in my opinion, and I'm going to have to go out on a limb and say this new album is not. Oh, well. You can't win them all. Anyways, I did mention more than a few weeks ago about stuff that I didn't like. I was mentioning the new Nitzareb tribute disc, and I was like, you know, they ripped all the heart and soul out of Nitzareb. Nitzareb is very visceral music, you know. It's supposed to evoke a reaction. You're supposed to want to get on the dance floor and, like, you know, do stuff. And unfortunately, this took all the heart and soul out of it. But I did remember one cover that a friend of mine's band, Replicate, did a few years ago, and I thought it was a great cover, so I decided I would go back and play it for you again. Unfortunately, I found that I didn't have it anymore, so I had to track down Pear and ask him for a new copy of it. He was nice enough to transfer it back from DAT and send it to me. Unfortunately, the production is a little rough, but it was a demo track and all that sort of thing, and it's pretty good, I think, overall. Anyways, this is Replicate. This is Hearts and Minds. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. Thanks for a great 8 years. Yeah.